Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, we are going to be looking at the first half of May's astrological planetary alignments. What planets are lining up with what signs, when and where, and what kind of energy can we expect? So this is me coming to you live with your astrological radar Doppler weather for the first half of May. So we are going to jump into a quick fun fact, and I'll see you very shortly. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact today is about bananas. Now, not only are bananas a delicious fruit, but they're coming in with tons of health benefits, really providing us with the great energy we need to start off our day, aiding and promoting muscle function, wonderful source of antioxidants, and supporting in cardiovascular heart health, and providing us with great fiber. Now, what are you waiting for? It's even helping with digestion. Grab you some bananas and get on to these benefits. That was your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings and the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, today we are going to be discussing the first half of May's astrological planetary alignments. What kind of planets are moving, and what zodiac signs are we talking? So we're going to start off with the 1st of May, taking it all the way to the 15th. We're going to see what's coming in and blowing through this month for the first half, energetic-wise, through these breezes. So, May 1st, we have Venus in Taurus square Pluto and Aquarius. So different things are going to be popping up, whether it's a roadblock, you know, challenges, or anything to deal with people or connections or communication. It may be a little bit, maybe a little bit dramatic in a way, where, you know, miscommunication becomes a argument or whatever. Just steer clear of that. Try to take a breather, a break, a rest. Don't get involved, and just, you know, let things, just excuse yourself and say good day to you, thank you, and make sure you're staying balanced. Now, on that same day, we have the last quarter moon in Aquarius, which is going to be a moon event. So, with the last quarter moon here, this is going to be coming up for the next week or so for you to move and to clear out any road blockages. Man, my allergies. So any road blockages, anything that may be blocking the way, and clear it out for things that could be inspiring to oneself. Maybe you would like to make a vision board or whatever the case may be. So while all doing that, you're going to be getting inspired. Now on the 2nd, we have Pluto retrograding in Aquarius. So there's going to be this energy for you to like really bring it to a standstill. It's going to be very slow your ass down type of energy, but in the mix of things, it's going to be very transformative. And again, it's going to be a little bit of a, ooh, what's that? And this is going to be coming in for the next couple upcoming months. And this is really about making different movements of adjustment to really move past certain energies that may cause, you know, kind of blockages or something you need to work past. But it's moving with different angles here, so there's going to be all types of different, you know, unexpected things popping up and looking for attention. And it's whether, you know, you're going to roll back into it or you're going to move with the flow and really kind of work through it. So it's going to be really coming in and cleaning and clearing it out. Now, on that same day, we have the moon entering Pisces, so there's going to be great energy around the imagination, and you can use this for anything that you have going on in life, whether it's a hobby, a project, whatever the case may be. But move that around and get creative. Now, on the 3rd, we have Mars and Aries sextile Pluto and Aquarius, so there's going to be a really passionate energy in the air. So this is really going to be used to drive yourself to your goals, projects, plans, and really like making shit happen. Now on the 4th, we have the moon entering Aries. So there's going to be an influx of energy, and it's really going to be one of those times where you want to get innovative. Whether you're coming up with something, get an idea, get inspired, write these things down because you might need them later. We'll also have the moon in Aries conjuncted Mars in Aries. So there could be a lot of different things that you want to pursue or take action with. And, you know, this is that time where you're getting a little push in your ass from the universe with this energy to get to those goals or plans or creative ventures. Now, we're also going to be experiencing a winding crescent moon in Aries as well that evening. Now, on the 5th, we have the moon in Aries. So, a lot of different things with focused energy are going to be coming in with desire. So, anything that you're wanting to do for yourself or go after as a plan or an adventure, again, a goal, whatever the case may be, or you want to have a relaxing day, this is your day. Now, on the 6th, we have the moon entering Taurus. So this is a time where you want to slow things up, become a little bit more balanced in the energy, present, and just like, you know, experience what is going around in that current moment. All theming around, you know, being present in that moment and seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, all that good jazzy stuff. Now we also have the moon in Taurus, square Pluto, and Aquarius. So there's going to be a lot of different things with improvements coming in. So see what you like to do. See what you want to do. Now rolling on down to the 7th, we have the sun in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces. So this energy is coming in very disciplined, very bold, very beautiful, very persistent, and really getting shit done. So again, this energy for, you know, the first 7 days are coming in like, you got goals, let's go chase them, you know. You need the energy? Here you go. You need the energetic gas to pump you up? Got you with that too. So it's a beautiful energy coming in. It might not be the most comfortable because there is transitions of transformation going on. So things get a little bit shooken up, uncomfortable, until you find your footing. Now, we also have the Taurus's new moon. So, a lot of different things, again, coming in with opportunities, either with stability or security, financial, and looking at what the structure is built of, and becoming more grounded and more, like, confident in stepping into what it is that you want to do or what you want to spend your time or your energy building on. Now, on the 8th, we have the moon in Taurus conjuncted Jupiter in Taurus. So, new doors and new experiences, new keys of unlocked opportunity. All this is open. And, you know, whatever is coming up, act like a sponge and absorb all. Learn it, live it, love it. All right? Now, we also have the moon entering Gemini. So, again, more creative ideas coming in. Keep track of what's coming in because this energy is all about taking things from the mind and creating them into real life, living, breathing creations of yours. Okay. Now on the 9th, we have the moon in Gemini, sextile Mars in Aries. So a lot of energy is here again to get you pushed on, to get some shit that you want to pursue. Chase after. It's coming in with more of that energy. This is beautiful. Now on the 10th, we have the moon in Gemini, sextile Mercury in Aries. So there's big things coming in again with ideas and what you want to put your time towards. So there's going to be a lot of different energy flying around here for opportunities, bringing things to creation. And it's all about what you're going to do with this energy. We also have the moon entering the moon entering Cancer that day as well. So it's all about, again, coming in with emotional energy and taking that time to really soak within the moment and do, you know, your self-care, your self-needs, whatever the case may be, just to calm it down a little bit. All right. Now, we also will be experiencing that evening a waxing crescent moon in both signs, Gemini and Cancer. Now, moving to the 11th, we will be experiencing the moon in Cancer, square Mars in Aries. So, you know, on this day, you know, energy can be a little bit, you know, a little too much. And, you know, there might be outside sources trying to provoke you in such ways. Just remember, walk away. When you see energy like this, remember, it's like a person coming around the corner with a shit turd. And they want to just wipe it on your clean shirt to make you feel like their energy. So whatever the case may be, you know, just get on out of there, okay? We ain't got time for the bullshit. And when I use the, you know, wiping the shit on your shirt, it's because it's associated. It's like a metaphoric way of saying someone else's bullshit, right? So be mindful of that, okay? Now, on the 12th, we're going to have the moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus in Taurus. So a lot of independent energy is coming in. It's really getting things done, moving, not feeling like you need anything to hold you back because you got that independent energy and you're pushing forward with what is coming to your mind, with your pursuing, what you're manifesting, what you're chasing, what you're inspiring to be, what you want to build, and what type of materials that it's going to need. Now, on the 13th, we have the Sun in Taurus conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So this is all about really getting into the unconventional way of thinking and creating and, you know, really embracing your authentic self as well. So if you want to try a new style, a new hairstyle, you know, a new genre of music, a new layout for the home, whatever the creative case may be, enjoy it and embrace it. Now, we also have Venus in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces. So again, this is that energy, you know, enjoy whatever it is that you're creating while you're creating. Now, on the 14th, we have the moon in Leo, square Venus in Taurus. So this is one of those times where you want to do a little bit of self-care. We've been doing all this hard work for the first half of the month, and it's time to take some time for self. Enjoy, indulge in what makes you happy, what puts a smile on your face, and what makes you feel careless and peaceful and free. Now, on the 15th, we have Mercury entering Taurus. So this is all about, when we're coming in with Mercury, it's all about slowing down, especially with energy, dealing with the mental side. And this is all about coming through, being confident in what direction that you're leading and walking with, and make sure that's what you want to do. This is like one of those times where we're checking in again. Old situations, old patterns, old cycles pop up. It's slowing us down, making us think a little bit more. So keep that in mind. And, you know, when making choices, always stride with a confident footing. All right. Now, we also have a moon event. So that was a major favorable transit. This is another moon event that's going to be taking place, which is the first quarter moon in Leo. So with this first quarter moon in Leo, this is going to be for the next upcoming week, all about checking in, revising, making adjustments, revising again, you know, adding some things, subtracting some things, adding a little bit more of a creator spice to it, whether it's something that you're doing for fun, creative hobbies, maybe some type of project you're coming up with, manifesting, and really taking joy in moving with the small movements that it's taking to create this thing. Now, last but sure not least, surely not least, is the moon entering Virgo. So again, it's coming in with, you know, whatever you put in is what you're going to get out, and this is going to be up for the next few days. So whatever work you're putting in, whether it's mentally, spiritually, energetically, expect that to be reaped as well. Now that's what I have for you for your first half of May's astrological planetary alignments. I will see you on the next episode, which will be Tuesday, and I will be providing you with last quarter moon in Aquarius and Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. So we're going to be getting you ready with that, with some crystals, rituals, and recommendations, what the energy is going to be feeling like, what you might want to do or avoid. So, but always follow your intuition, always, always, always. And on that note, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time, which will be on a Tuesday.